Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Woolen. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Did you watch the NFL game last night, Sip? I know Bill did.
I did not.
Thursday night football.
You guys were giving me some reports, however.
We did give you some reports.
Final score.
35-34, Baltimore Ravens defeat the Cincinnati Bengals in what was truly, I would say, an epic Thursday night game. I have bashed Thursday night games for a long time. This season has delivered some good games, including last night's, which was a Ravens win in a division rivalry.
Ravens improved to
7-2,
and the Bengals dropped to probably
four and six.
Four and six.
Yeah, kind of end of the deal there for them. Tough loss.
End of the deal.
I'm not calling it over for Cincy yet. Their offense is way too good for that team to be done yet.
I don't know how they, but they're third in their division. I can't imagine how they can overcome.
There are three wild card teams now.
It'd be hard. It'd be super hard. But anyway, when you have games you can win like that, and there was, like I said, it was. When you have Joe Burrow play that well, I mean, it was ridiculous well. And like you said, he had to have 400 plus yards. Jamar Chase, give him Jamar Chase's number.
If you are a Bengals fan,
if you had him in fantasy last.
Yeah. So here's the stats of the losing team, Sip. Joe Burrow, again, on the road in a tough place to play in Baltimore. 34-56, 428, four touchdowns, no picks. Nice. His star receiver, oh, by the way, Jamar Chase. 11 catches, 264 yards, three touchdowns, and they lost.
And that's all they had. T. Higgins didn't play. The other receivers, did you know any of their names, Jake?
I know that Iasivas is.
Never heard of him. No, so he throws for 420-something against a team that potentially is a Super Bowl winner, and with basically one receiver.
Ravens 7-3, by the way. 7-3. Yeah. Bengals 4-6 after the game.
Baltimore will need to tighten up its defense a little bit.
Which it has been good all year for the most part. That was a surprise. You know, Joe Burrow just puts up yards in everybody. That's what he does. He's a great quarterback. But as Bill said, Jamar Chase was the only guy. Second leading receiver was a running back, Chase Brown from Illinois. 9 catches, 52 yards. Then Tanner Hudson, never heard of him. Yeah. Mike Gesicki, former Dolphin, 4 catches, 30 yards as a tight end. Andre Iasivas, no name there. Jermaine Burton, never heard of him.
Cam Grandy,
never heard of him.
Yeah, it was disheartening, just being a Bengals fan. Very disheartening.
Defense also, let them down.
Yeah, and like I said, there you can always triple guess on all kinds of things, but on the touchdown pass that put the Ravens ahead, it was 3rd and 6, low red zone, and they played coverage, rush 4, which it's almost impossible because you cannot tackle. It's impossible. You can't tackle him, Lamar. You can't tackle him.
he's so good.
You can't tackle him. And so he just runs around until he finds someone open. That's exactly what happened. I mean, if you don't do something very aggressive against him, it's just you can't tackle him.
He got rushed more than 4.
Yeah. In that case, in my opinion, yes. Because you have to play it limits you what you do in coverage.
Yeah.
But I don't know there's just no chance. And then he can find people and do things. But anyway,
if you watch they lost to the Browns a couple weeks ago, the Ravens did. But if you watch the final play of the game, Lamar, it was like 30 seconds. He was running around for like 30 seconds and they lost, but you can't bring him down. Mm-hmm. He's not tackleable.
He can make you miss, and he's so big that he also can just stiff arm you. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between someone a small guy running around.
Yeah.
It's a guy running around like a small guy, but he's a big guy.
God, he's a guy who got better after college. I mean, just kept getting better.
Well, he did win the Heisman.
He was criticized for being a poor passer.
Right.
And last night, again, in the game, 25 for 33, 290, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah,
he's been efficient.
Is it just 2 years?
He keeps getting better. Yeah, getting better.
He's been the MVP of the league twice.
Right, he keeps getting better, which is not all the case. It's not always the case.
I agree. You can't tackle him.
No.
How'd the big horse do?
Big horse, Derrick Henry, 16 carries for 68 yards and a touchdown. A light game for him. Yeah. But still, he's having a tremendous season.
Not bad.
But Ravens, 35-34 over the Bengals last night on a very, very good and compelling Thursday night football game.
Yeah.
What did you...
I was at Buffalo Wings and Rings.
You did? You were? Watching some basketball?
No, with Chris and Brad from the Baldwin Shop.
Oh.
We've been meaning to do it. I said, okay, we'll do it during the off week. So we did that. That was good. I didn't watch anything. They just, you know, they're good fans. God, they know... they know more about recruiting than I do. I got to start, like, figuring out recruiting a little bit. Since I work for a recruiting site.
Service, yes. On yeah. three.
They know more than I do.
Oh, you interrupted the... On three.
So I got to start boning up on recruiting starting this weekend.
What'll be your top task of the weekend?
Covering
how you,
hoops.
How do you plan to attack that? Like, what do you start
just,
with?
Just honestly, read more.
Okay.
You know, just read more. I'm not really required to. I don't write about it. But people ask me, and I don't have answers usually. I just kind of go by what I hear Sean talking about. So, and Schaaf, you know, Schaaf when he comes on.
Hearsay.
No, it's not hearsay. It's just, you know, I listen, but I need to start delving in a little bit.
Delve. I'd delve if I was you.
So, yeah, no, I didn't turn on the TV yesterday. I was working.
But it was on at Wings and Rings. You don't have to turn it on. It's already, there's 60 that are on there. Maybe more than
work
60.
Real hard.
Fair point.
College games were great games. Those are awesome.
Which ones?
FAU, who they play was East Carolina. Yes, got beat by like 50. And then the other game, both games were terrible.
East Carolina put it on them?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're still rolling.
Things are not going good for Herman.
East Carolina, 49-14 over FAU. And Coastal Carolina, 38-24 over Appalachian State.
Yep. There's the rotation.
App State is struggling.
They are. They're not right.
Are they going to make a bowl game?
App State right now is 4-5. That is not the App State that we know.
That will be tough days there.
It's not the App State that we have grown to love.
Well, I mean, they can think about Eli Drinkwitz came from there. He's doing okay at Missouri, mm-hmm. a ranked team.
That's where Eli came from.
He came from App State, yes. Okay. It's been a good run for him at Missouri.
Yeah.
I mean, last year they beat Texas A&M. They beat your guy, Jimbo. They went to A&M.
They did?
App State went to, they flew on a plane.
No way.
Yeah, flew to A&M and beat him. Yes. It's a big deal.
Sometimes you have down day.
Be a down one.
It's more than one down day. But but it happened. And Jimbo is now a very wealthy man and not busy at all.
No.
There's some benefits to that.
Yeah.
He got paid to go away. A lot of money. He's just chilling.
I think
watching ball.
I think he'll get back in. I think he'll get back.
How old is Jimbo Fisher?
Oh, he's not. I mean, he's like, I guess 60.
Probably somewhere.
Get it. I want to know how Jimbo. I'm gonna guess 60.
Yeah, but the 61,
59. Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's got a lot.
He's got years left.
Oh God, he's gonna be. He got another national championship in him.
Possibly so. FSU could use a coach right now.
Yeah, what's wrong with Herman?
Goes
by
back
the way,
to FSU.
Herman's I think got two wins at that place, and after the game last week, he got in got like a
scuffle.
Yeah, it wasn't a scuffle. He didn't fight physically. But they. With
verbal.
Verbal with the South Florida coach. Something didn't go right. Yeah.
And FAU in general has always been kind of a stepping stone. That's where Lane was at prior to.
Yeah.
They've had some good teams there.
Herman's not like it's not working as a stepping stone right now.
No.
Unless it's a stepping stone into the water.
It's not going well.
It's not.
I concur.
I have been informed by the YouTubers that we talked about NFL, the Bengals game last night.
Yeah.
You know, Germany gets a chance to shine this weekend. Munich has football.
Yeah.
They get Panthers Giants. 2-7 versus 2-7.
Yeah, why is that?
I'm sure they are thrilled.
Who has this game?
Munich.
The Germans.
Germany.
That's the game. Well,
now I believe the Dolphins played in Germany last year against the Chiefs, and that was a decent football game. Chiefs won the game.
Those were
playoff teams. This is Panthers Giants 2-7, 2-7.
Yeah,
imagine those guys flying over there. How's it going?
They fly together?
No, I will say this that
they might.
They might. Maybe I don't remember something. I don't know. It could be. I know this when we at Nebraska played in the Tokyo Bowl, we flew over with Kansas State on the same plane.
I don't know if they could do that here.
It was bizarro world. I mean, we're in, I think we flew from Kansas City. I think we bused to Kansas City and left from there. And you have two teams in the airport side by side just sitting there.
And the year was,
yeah.
What was the year?
That'd have been about 91, okay. 91 or 92.
91 or 2, okay.
That's the one where, yeah. Where we
Was
we,
it civil on the plane ride?
Yeah, it was civil. Okay, we won the game. Well, which was nice, but it was crazy because it was in they called the big egg in the dome, and the fans would cheer, and they had pom poms for each side, so they had like the purple and white pom poms and the red ones, and they had no idea when to cheer, and so there would just be mayhem. All of a sudden, it'd be just like they
extra
and
point.
they got really pumped for the extra point and the punt. They were just that was a big deal. They'd go crazy for that, but just, it was a bizarre trip. Yes, and that was also where I didn't know. I think we ended up playing Florida State. I believe it was Florida State, or anyway, in the Orange Bowl.
Nebraska.
But when we went to bed, we thought we were playing Notre Dame. And so the next day, I was talking to Coach Osborne, and I said, we'll get started on Notre Dame right away with the Orange Bowl, because that's outstanding, Bill. We don't play them. Didn't know that. Didn't get the memo.
My bad, Tom.
Didn't get the memo that time.
It's different times.
There was no phones then. There wasn't.
Right.
So whatever the phone call that was made was not patched into me.
No, there were better times, but there were different times. It wasn't all over. I don't know. ESPN wasn't. Yes. Was ESPN going? Barely.
It was young.
Yeah.
It was barely. Young.
It was young like Ben. Yeah.
Young
who
Ben.
Is here, by the way.
20 years old, young Ben.
Ben hasn't missed a day lately. Jake has not missed a day since late May.
It's incredible.
He's not missed a day since late May.
The show is important.
May.
It's important. Yeah. You know, we don't miss the show. It's important.
But I've made a couple changes where occasionally I've had to miss a day, but now I stream in.
You patch yourself in.
I patch myself in. I always tell Jake, patch me in. They send me a link. It's incredible.
I finally saw your last patch in, and you did. It was very odd, the halo effect.
The halo effect, yes.
You looked like you were an angel.
Did you see the grand piano he had in the background?
That was odd, too.
That was very odd, the grand piano.
Awesome. Look at this place.
This place is
but we appreciate
stone fireplace back there.
We appreciate it.
That was great.
The lighting was interesting.
The lighting was very interesting. It was. We didn't have a lot of options. It's pretty great. When you do the streaming in, there's a lot to it. You'd be shocked at... All of a sudden, you got to be really pay attention to what's behind you.
Yep.
What's going on behind you? What the lighting
people
is.
People are going to see it.
People are going to see it, and they're going to zoom in on it.
They're
going to screenshot it, and they're going to comment. So you. Gotta,
oh God, you're
oh,
right.
Oh yeah. You know, if you have anything ever like that, like on the back, they're going to see it.
Oh God.
Yeah.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Please call David. Or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com and do everything. From body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in bedliners, and more at renewyourauto.com. It is time for a Friday edition of The Roll Call.
The call.
Please text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else would you like to say, Bill?
Something that me and Duke talk about often. Would you do high school over again? No changes. Would you do high school over again? No changes.
It. I love it.
Okay, there we go.
My vote is hell yes.
I would.
Oh, loved it.
I think I would.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Some people are going like, "Well, that's stupid." No. Let's find out who you are. Let's find out who you are today. Ben, would you do high school over again? Ben says no.
No
Ben,
go. No Ben go. Says,
that's
Ben
fine. Says, no, I would, go. I'd probably also say no.
No.
On that.
I would. Well, the parallel lives.
Yeah, I'm we, saying for sure.
We had a lot more.
You guys
fun.
Had a way cooler high school time than I did.
We had
a,
it was incredible.
Your stories. At least.
Oh, I mean, I peaked out in high school.
I kind of did too. That's kind of that's about it. Senior year is about the best thing I had going for
me. Me too.
Yeah.
See, you guys didn't peek out.
No, I don't think. I hope I did. I don't.
Ben,
I don't
Ben was a hard no too. Ben was like, no. Lakeview, Ben, you're the voice of Lakeview. You wouldn't do it again. Ben says no.
It's okay. He doesn't have a mic.
Yeah. From the let's go to the responders here on the text line.
First responders.
Josh in Webb City, Missouri. Josh in Webb City is actually listening from Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, interesting. Nice. Confusing.
We have Nyla on the text line. Saint Potato is working out at Kratos right now.
That the worked. Potato.
At Kratos.
Kratos.
He's a Rams fan. He says, Rams, Dolphins, Monday night, let's go, Jake. I'm not going to that game. I'll be here. But
I think he meant let's go, kind of like, not really like, let's you
know,
and me
literally,
go.
I know.
Not you and me, let's get on a plane and fly, Jake.
I'll tell you this. Saint Potato, congrats on your win in advance. The Dolphins
oh, stop
don't win.
It.
Jeez, Jake.
Jake, this the negative personality for you has never worked, so you need to change. Do something different. It's never worked for you. Leaving the stadium, Jake, has never worked for you. So
it hasn't.
So don't leave the stadium. Try something different.
defeatist.
Yes.
Why are you being defeatist?
Bob in Doylestown. Whoa, this is big. Bob in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 80 years old.
80. Swing state.
It is a swing state.
It was a very important state. In
the Amish won it.
They did. The Amish were big in Pennsylvania.
The Amish won Pennsylvania.
Tyler in Miami with us. We've got Tony in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, tuning in. Tim in Dallas says, nope, no way, would not go back to high school.
Would not go back to high school.
49 years old.
Interesting.
4'9".
Jay in Winter Park, Florida, 59 years old. Absolutely not. Go Big Red, though.
Interesting.
Good morning from Bob in Montana. Yes, I'd go back to high school the same way it was. Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely.
I bet Bob was fun. I bet Bob had a fun time. Bob
Joel, in Montana. Joel in Wisconsin says, absolutely would do high school again. Same as I did.
He doesn't know what he is. He's a parallel life, Steve. That's what he is.
He's 55 years
old. We're going to meet the parallels today. Yep. That's what we're meeting.
Seems like that's what's happening.
Yes.
Sean in Eagle says, he's 61 in hell. Yeah.
See?
He'd go back.
Yeah. You know, he probably drove a 69 Chevelle. He probably drove a 69
jacked up.
Jacked up. Yeah.
Racing stripes.
Oh, yes. Yes. The racing stripe was incredible.
Bill and Bennett, age 59. No, would not do high school again. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma says, yes, sign me up today, age 48. I do
sign
high school again.
Sign me up
today. Sanderson.
I'd love to go back today.
Sandy. Sanderson down in Holland, Nebraska says, yes, I would do it right now. Sign me up.
Sandy's a great man.
Yeah, Sandy has great hair, great man.
John in Roscoe, Illinois, age 41, 100 on high school.
100.
Hundo.
Brian in Johnston, Iowa says, absolutely, high school, I'd do it again. Joe in Boulder, age 63, thanks for the beers, Joe.
Thank you.
And hell no, he says, in high school.
Joe! Oh, wow,
Joe, that's okay. Yeah, thank you for the Bud Heavies.
Yes. Tall boys.
Tall boys.
Mine were smashed because Luke was trying to put them in. Luke was trying to put them into a paper bag for me, and he dropped all of them twice, and the cans just became completely just crunched.
Mangled.
And it was a disaster.
But they're still fine. They're all in my fridge. There's not a problem with them. Just know that Luke came over to help, and he dropped them twice, and he finally walked away. He just left them because I don't even know what I'm doing.
Here's the bag. I'm just going to go back over here.
They were,
I'm sorry for
they
this look,
They weren't I tall boys anymore, that. I'll tell you that. They were not tall boys anymore.
It was quite a scene.
They were just smashed.
I must have just ducked out.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
We have more here. Crowbar in David City.
We better have more.
Yeah, Crowbar is about my age. He's 32. He says, I'd go back to high school in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. David City was an insane place. That was party central.
Jordan in Wilbur says, yes, age 29, I'd go back to high school. Much easier times, oh, by the way.
Better times.
Easier times.
Better times.
We've struck a chord with Chris in Fremont, says, no, worst experience of my life, horrible people in my high school. Now that got dark.
It did. It really did.
Chris is 48, by the way, so it might be some scarring stuff from 30
people.
Years ago.
So he's not going back to the class reunion, I don't think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
That'd be 30 years this year for
Chris. If Chris would have went to school with me and Sip,
he would have been fine.
Been way different.
I think it'd be fine.
We'd have brought you into our circle. We'd have brought you into our circle, and you'd have been fine. We're very welcoming. Fine.
Lane and Gretna, age 46, hell yeah, I'll do high school again.
Yeah.
Rosebud in Elmwood says, morning, fellas. Yeah, I'd do it again. Age 40, by the way.
Nice. Anything from Beef Taco?
I haven't seen... I saw Potato. Beef Taco.
Yeah. Where's Beef Taco?
Jared in Ord says, yes, age 29, I would do high school again.
What about Wet Blanket? We haven't heard from the blanket
Where's
for a
the
while.
Blanket?
Have we heard from him lately?
There's been tough times.
He was here yesterday.
There was tough times from the Huskers. That usually when Wet Blanket really jumps in.
Sandmaster in KC, 30 years old. God, no, would not do high school again. My peak came later. I feel you, Sandmaster.
All right, nothing wrong with that.
Is Katrinka on there?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her yet.
She says no woman wants to have her age broadcast.
I hope it's fair. We had an 80-year-old. Now we got Lou, age 79 in Orlando, says, yes, I had a great high school experience. Yeah, I do it again.
Damn right.
80 and 79 texting in. Thank you, guys.
God, they're listening to us.
That's impressive.
They're listening
to us. Tom in Omaha, age 77. I would do it again.
We have an older crowd.
Yes.
That's good.
Well, it starts to tell me that maybe that
we had some people in the 20s.
High school is not as much fun as what it used to be. All of us old people are like, hell yeah, we'd do it again. And the younger crowd's kind of, no, it's horrible people.
I mean, I can't. It's not even a... there's no second guessing mine.
Now, I like this. Mike in Remsen, Iowa says, I would love to get another shot at winning the state title in baseball.
Give him a
Take
shot.
Me back. Take me back.
Yes.
Jesse in Milford. No way. Not going back to high school.
Bad people. That was so dark.
Let's see. A youngster from Atkinson says, good morning, fellas. Youngster in a heartbeat back at Creighton High School, home of Ron Bush. Go Bulldogs.
Yeah, go Bulldogs.
I'm listening to you guys.
Ron Bush.
So they live right
he says,
now.
I'm listening to you guys right now in a hotel a block or two away from you. I hope to watch and listen to you live when the mill opens at 7. I drove a bus down here for the Stewart Broncos State volleyball
team.
Oh,
yeah, come in.
Oh, come in. Say hi.
Youngster?
Yeah. Come in.
I'll put my shoe on.
Yeah.
Just one, though. One on, one off.
Stewart.
GP and Gretna, yes, Chip is age 70 at Tiburon Ridge in
we
Omaha.
We have some older listeners because we're older.
Yes.
We bring in
we
older crowd.
We brought in the older crowd. Jake and Ben bring in
but
the
But we
youth.
Have, we've seen some guys in their 20s and 30s, quite a few. Bob, Pops and Chaska is age 65 listening right now.
We have
For those
crowd.
who have 100% said no way, it was horrific, would they reconsider, what would they say if they could have went to school with me and Steve, one of us, could have picked, we could hyperspace him back in. Would they go
hyperspace.
For that? Remember that on asteroids?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah, the asteroids.
Hyperspace was sweet.
Remember the asteroid that started changing? Yep. Oh, God, that was incredible.
It's exciting.
Now, this take is interesting. This is, I would only go back if I could find a way to invest in Amazon and Microsoft. That's Brett Moneymaker in Lincoln.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea, bro. It really wouldn't be bad, but that really wasn't part of the contest.
No. You had to do as is.
As is.
As it was.
As is.
And Pete in Chattanooga. Why would he be listening, Sip, to the show?
Why?
He's 73 years old.
This is the interesting thing that DP needs to note is we've brought in an older crowd.
Yes. But
Dylan, 31, in Crete. Horns down, age 35.
You and Ben need to carry a little bit heavier load,
Christina,
think.
Christina, 41.
Right now, the show is very tilted, it's very tilted towards me and Steve, and I'd like something from young Ben. Although young Ben says,
where's the 18 years old? 19, 20, 21?
Hell no, I'm not going back to school. No.
I don't want to forget YouTube here before we move on.
Please don't.
YouTube. Because YouTube is very important for this. We got Jim on YouTube. Travis Nels in Montana says, yes, full Uncle Rico mode for high school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kendall in Roy, Washington. Yeah, I'd go back to high school. Jack is 21. Hey, there we go. Yep. In the bottoms listening right now.
In the bottoms.
And yes, he would go back to high school.
Right over the bridge.
I think, yeah, right over the bridge. Stop over sometimes.
Get some
get a breakfast pizza. Walk over. Say hi to us.
I love that he's in the bottoms.
The bottoms is a famous area in this town.
Bolt would go back to high school.
Oh, well,
we know Bolt.
Yeah, duh.
Best Bolt, athlete. Say hi tomorrow. Bolt goes to the games.
Yes.
Bolt, basketball.
Bolt supports everything.
Troy in Bassett says yes. Sharpie in Douglas County, age 27. Yes, high school. Oh, sorry. He says probably not. No, high school. Oh, he followed up with a probably not.
Okay.
Followed up. And Justin.
I think that's one of those things you answer very quickly and clearly right away. Yeah. Yes or no? Would you go back to high school? Yes. No.
I'm saying no.
Yeah.
But I wish I could have had a more fun high school experience.
God,
like
me and Sipples was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even.
No, it was.
I'm not even asking for one change. I'm good with it.
No.
God,
no, I'm not either.
And the people you get to see again, oh, man, there'll be some
All
people.
I feel about it is guilty.
Part of mine is I could have been better. Yeah, I could have done better.
I mostly feel guilty. It was a lot of, it was just a lot of fun.
I just couldn't imagine waking up and just going like, you know what's going to happen tonight? Oh, yeah, we're gonna relive that one again.
That is the roll call. Sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah, the spirit animal.
The spirit animal.
Just south of 48th and Holdridge. Bowling, billiards, darts,
and who's
karaoke.
Who's playing billiards right now?
Bernard Sweeney.
Sweeney. Yeah.
Yeah. Irwin. As it were. And, you know, with my brother-in-law. And I wonder what they eat. I mean, you can get burgers there, Jay.
They got wings.
Their food.
Burgers. The food at EJ's Lounge is incredible.
When you walk into that lounge, you know what it says? I'm in a bowling alley lounge. And that's
nice one, though.
I mean, but you want to feel,
lounges, it does say that.
Lounges and bowling alleys are incredible.
Because you can hear in the distance.
Oh, God. The
ball striking the pins.
And it is
glorious.
Try that sound.
I wonder if you can get that. You know, you can get sleep sounds. Can you get that one? I'd love to hear kegglers in the
background.
And
just rolling
in the background. The ball rolling. And just a slight little the pins falling.
It's a great sound.
What it sounds like is just incredible.
That is a good sleep sound. That's a good sleep sound. Let us know if we can get that. It has to be in the distance.
In the distance, yes. But that background sound would be incredible.
Kind of a murmur.
Yes. It's a great sound. Yeah. It is. I'm not, yeah, no joke.
We did a live remote there, and it was, God, that was a fun day.
At 6 a.m. Remember
that? Mad? People, one of the guys said, don't mention my name.
I'm skipping work. We're supposed to be at work. He was bowling.
God bless him. America.
Right. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. Again, bye week for Nebraska. No game tomorrow, so slow week for Nebraska news. But besides, of course, the Holgorsen news from Tuesday, which we got to plenty of times this week. But there is some news in the college football world at a place that was not sure what they do with their head coach. It appears, guys, that Billy Napier will be retained at Florida per a message from AD
back.
Scott Strickland yesterday.
Yeah, there's so
coming back rest of the year, and he will be there next year at Florida. They are, what, 4-4 right now?
4-4 would be really hard to get to a bowl game.
4-4, yes.
They're going to have to somehow. This game will be very tough because I imagine their quarterback, Langway, is not going to play.
Texas.
They're playing at Texas.
At Texas. I hope they don't play him. I hope they just get him healthy to give him a chance against LSU. And
DJ Langway.
Now, they are 22.5-point underdogs at fifth-ranked Texas tomorrow.
So what you look at, the number one thing you look at if you're an athletic director would be, A, have you lost the team? Have you lost the team? And they haven't lost the team. No. If they stay healthy at all, that game against Georgia is to the wire. I mean, it's going to go down to it.
If
the game 20 through, all in the in early four, fourth, right? Mid,
8 minutes to go in the fourth, the score was still tied.
20 all.
It's still tied. So, yeah, so it would have been fun to have seen. He hasn't lost the team. And here's what else. No one is in position right now to pay big buyouts. I mean, with the 22.5 coming off the top out of your own budget next year. There's no way to do it.
$26 million is his buyout.
Yeah. It's a big buyout.
It is a big buyout.
So all of a sudden, so think about this. So with the money coming out right now, you're looking at you're over $50 million that's going to be different in your budget. And whoever you hire, mm-hmm. you have to pay his buyout also. And he also has a big contract with what's coming in.
Yep.
So it's just a smart move since he hadn't lost the team. If he had lost the team and they completely had bailed, then it'd be hard to see why this is going
God,
on.
God, there are people, these ADs yeah. are in a spot, though. Oof.
So what happens going forward with new coaches and the buyout situation? Because, again, there's so much money that has to be paid to the athletes. How you can't afford massive buyouts. How does contract structure change?
I think the numbers have to go down as far as not the numbers, like the years where it's going to be. They're not going to get the, for a while, it's like, got to show stability, got to have an 8-year contract. And then all of a sudden, you're in a pickle. All these 10-year deals. How many of them have really panned out? Of these long contracts.
They're not. You're not going to see them.
Yeah, I'm going to see them.
But you can't.
That will come to an end because you have a hard time telling me that USC couldn't have gotten a good coach. But they're like, oh no, we had to get a guy and give him a 10-year contract. I don't think that's the case. The contracts will be less.
You're going to see that. You're not going to see as many huge facility projects.
Facilities are done.
Really huge are. Facility projects like Kansas building a $500 million stadium, and then you got to pay your even. I think Bill Self would tell you, we can't even. We need more money for basketball.
Yeah,
I mean, because the boosters are tapped. They're asking I mean, Nebraska's going to do this. They're going to ask boosters for a big stadium project, and they're still going to have Nebraska's still going to have to pay its players. You can do it at places like Nebraska because they're pretty flush, but they have to do creative things. I mean, Dan told me and Sean yesterday, they're going to have 2 mega events a year at Memorial Stadium now. And that's just expressly to raise money for athletes or I guess all the operational budget that you need.
If money was abundant, the South Stadium project would be a go.
They're going to announce that they're going to do it though. Yeah. They're going to do it. They're going to announce something probably next week when they're going to start tearing down South Stadium after the 2026 season. Right. Not all
Is that of, breaking news.
Yeah, kind of not. You don't have to play the sound.
Delayed
not,
breaking
not
news.
All of 2026. They're not going to tear the whole thing down. But that's when it's going to start coming down. Yeah. 2020.
Well, there also
was after the 2026.
There's a time when like with that situation, it's just you have to. It's that old. There needs to be improvements. That's where basketball is gold. Like, do you think all of a sudden they're going to tear down Fog PBM? Allen?
Oh, Fog Allen.
Yeah.
Is it Fog?
No. Again, tear down. Again, hey, we're going to put Duke in a new stadium.
Yeah. I don't think so.
So they've had their gym for what, 80 years, 100 years? whatever. And then and then what do you have for equipment? Well, we need balls.
Yeah,
and
a rim.
That's it, and a rim, and we need some
gym
shorts.
You don't need much.
No, the equipment cost would be
fraction
500 times more in football.
Yeah,
fraction.
Yeah,
of what it costs. So everything about basketball is very. Is very
God,
good.
I would think Creighton almost would be at somewhat at an advantage.
Ooh,
with
Jake,
no other
did you hear
sport.
What he just said?
Creighton's because they don't have any other sports. They can gear their NIL towards really one single entity. You know, you could say, what about women's basketball?
They're pretty proud of their soccer team up there.
Okay, soccer too.
I mean, it's not football in terms of the money needed for that. But
I don't
they are
think they command a lot of money on soccer. But
this is why what's probably going to happen is that it's been documented in some sorts that part of that meeting was Big Ten/SEC is they've got to get bigger TV revenue. It's like, well, they've already got great TV revenue. So how do you get better TV revenue?
How?
Have better games.
Yeah.
And so the FCS is going to go away and they're going to start, they're going to start playing each other. Yeah, that sucks. They hate to miss that Northern Iowa game.
Well, that sucks. No, it sucks for those athletes. I mean, you're going to remove opportunity. Is that what we're talking about?
What's that?
Remove opportunity for athletes?
They'll still have a season.
FCS?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm
saying.
I thought you were saying it's going away.
You're saying FCS not playing the FCS. Yeah. No, the FCS is going away. No, no. Why would...
I don't know.
No, South Dakota State will remain in the FCS.
North Dakota State, by the way,
they might go to the Mountain West. North Dakota State. That was a rumor last day or two.
Really? Yeah.
But if that happens with the schedule, that will be incredible. If all of a sudden there's better games, because then you can go to the TV market and say, "Hey, we need more money because we're playing great games. We don't have these clunkers out there." You know, right now some of these teams you look at and you go like right away, you go, "Man, strength of schedule's not very good." You know, who have they played? Because a lot of people haven't played people. So when they have good games, better games, that will be really good. If all of a sudden teams start playing, if it starts turning into Power 4 versus Power 4, that will be incredible. And then there'll be teams that get in that
it's
lose.
Breakfast time.
3-4.
Close breakfast time. Before we get to our early bird read, I forgot to give a shout out to a team in Idle Chit Chat. Nebraska volleyball real quick last night. Went out to Oregon, and they beat number 12 Oregon in three sets. Swept 25-12, 26-24, 25-18. John Cook's squad still has just one loss on the season.
What the hell?
They're a machine.
Yeah.
25-12 in the first set.
It's a tough one. It's a tough flight. It's not easy to get out there, so all those things are tough. Great job.
So, well done, John
Eugene.
Cook and squad. Before we get to break, Sip, you are starving.
I'm
it's Friday.
Hungry.
Where are you going for breakfast?
Do they deliver? Can we DoorDash?
They might. We can ask them for sure.
Let's dash. Let's do it. Let's see if we get something over here.
Surely they do.
Yeah. Right?
Sip needs early bird. 19th and K. Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
There it is right there.
Jeez.
What else do they have, Jake? Do they have parking?
They have parking. Lots of parking.
How much is the cost?
Free. $99. No cost at all.
$3.99.
No cost to you at all.
That was almost as good as you had the... He had something the other day that was really funny.
$3.99.
Blueberry pancakes, banana pancakes,
strawberry.
Cinnamon roll pancakes, and, of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
All right, that was fine.
Make it through that one.
No.
Please get through today. It's a great spot for the weekend. Tomorrow, get some breakfast at Saturday morning. Brunch, lunch, open till 2:30 every single day.
I was wondering about that the other day. 2:30. So you can get lunch.
Yes.
6:30 to 2:30. It's seven days a week.
And it's the full menu.
Full menu.
It's the full menu. So if you want breakfast.
Good for lunch.
Yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hash browns with bonus gravy like David had.
How about pancakes for lunch? Isn't the worst thing.
It's not a bad
thing. It's actually a great idea.
Imagine how great that was. Remember when your mom would do breakfast at dinner? And all of a sudden,
better
times. You walk in.
We're having pancakes.
We're doing breakfast at dinner, and all of a sudden there's sausage and pancakes for dinner. Two times a year, three times a year, maybe something like that.
We did live parallel lives. It's almost bizarre to me.
And that, guess what?
Yeah.
Come home from school. What are we doing? Having breakfast tonight.
That's awesome.
You were so fired up. It's like, this is
a good night.
You talked about it the next day at school.
Oh, it was the big ask. To my mom, what's for dinner was huge to me.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we having? You know, and it could be good or it could be bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd have to stuff green beans in my pocket and go to the bathroom and flush them.
I don't think I did that.
I didn't put green beans in my pocket.
I couldn't eat them. Anyway, but when it was pancakes for dinner, it was incredible.
Big deal.
Household. Yeah. Big when deal. We come back, FSPs on the early break and the ticket.